الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.
The noble companion Uthman bin Affan, twice son-in-law of the Prophet, third caliph of Islam, who ruled with justice and canonized the Quran, said, اجتنبوا الخمر فإنها أم الخبائث. Shun altogether alcoholic drink, for 'tis the mother of all wickedness. Not to mention its
stink.
Then Uthman told a true story indeed, how once upon a time a good man did bad deeds, when a mistress had a handmaiden deceive the pious fellow. Oblivious to any plot, he tagged along, chilled and mellow.
They don't mean any malice or nasty intentions,
he convinced himself without apprehensions, as she led him along through a series of doors, each she would lock after the one passed before. Until himself he found in a most compromising quarter, like a lamb having been led to its own bloody slaughter. Three choices the mistress offered, one after another, each one more evil and dastardly than the other: to consume alcohol, to have with her illicit sex, or to murder a boy child, presumably from her ex. Having snared her prey, she thus snookered the sorry fellow, stuck now as he was in her proverbial jello. Trapped as it were, locked in her lair, to himself he must have said, play her game else
I'm going nowhere.
Pondering his predicament, he chose the lesser of the three evils, one which would grant him from God some reprieval.
It's a necessary evil that has to be done.
But alas, through bad drink do good men come undone. A cup of wine sipped, he beckoned for more, till he was
intoxicated,
his wits on the floor.
You line them up, I'll knock them down.
She duly obliged and quenched his crown, till the booze in his blood took a southwards direction, otherwise a wary worshipper.
Well, of course he's not going to get an erection.
Thus, under the influence of the mind-numbing beverage, he did fornicate and gave the boy a hemorrhage. The moral of the story that Uthman did tell is that alcohol is a drink that could land you
in hell.
He repeated his warning, did the martyr Uthman. فَاجْتَنِبُوا الْخَمَرْ فَإِنَّهَا وَاللَّهِ لَا يَجْتَمِعُ الْإِيمَانِ. So shun intoxicants, for by Allah, faith and alcohol will ne'er together dwell, but that one of them will the other inevitably expel. Fair seeming to a drunkard, the sins sober men dislike. And for the last word, to Count Bisbing, break it down for us, Mike.
I never ever got in any trouble sober. It was always alcohol fueled. You know, so you're going out there, you're drinking, you're making stupid mistakes, you're acting like an asshole. You're never going to achieve anything doing that. Going out, getting drunk, getting in trouble. I mean, it's the road to nowhere. You know, you're going to end up either in prison like I did, you're going to end up in trouble, you're going to end up hurt, you're going to end up, who knows what's going to happen to you. But, you know, you're not achieving anything. You're really not achieving anything. You think you're having a good time, but you're really not. You're hammered, you don't know what's going on anyway. Wake up is what I'd say, you know. At some point you will. Hopefully, not everybody does. At some point you'll look around and go, wow, what have I been doing with my life?